Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, the doubters run. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You
never lost a patient.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it. But
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. You did it for me. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Got you.
Yeah.
I give you glory. I bless your name.
I give him praise.
Because you're wise. Because you're faithful.
Everybody
knows it's a winner. Yeah. Everybody knows it's a winner. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Welcome every single one to Sunday service this afternoon, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, and be exceedingly glad in it, because God is good, and he is more than worthy to be praised. So we welcome the Holy Spirit into this place right now. We welcome each and every one of you into this place right now. You could have been anywhere, but you're right here in the presence of the Lord, and you're right here in our presence, and we are in your presence. So we thank God for this opportunity to be able to share with one another. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so welcome every single one, wherever you're from, whether you're from Texas or if you are from Louisiana. Welcome every single one from New York, every single one from Chicago. Hallelujah. Every single one from Atlanta. Hallelujah. We know that we have listeners all over, everywhere, all over this great state, all over the United States of America that are here with us. So we are just so glad for believers to come together all over. Hallelujah. Being in the presence
Amen.
Of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I may be a little bit excited, but I don't apologize for being excited about being in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We are
Amen.
The gospel public ministry. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning. Welcome.
Amen. We'd like to welcome you here to Sunday service. If this is your first time here in service with us, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would like to personally welcome you. If you need prayer, would you please press 1? You know, this is the opportunity to be able to make your prayer petitions. You know, bring it all over to Jesus, not bringing it to us, but bring it all over to Jesus. Amen. You know exactly what it is. Hallelujah. God knows what it is. But this is that place where God wants us to come together, 2 and 3 gather together in his name. Amen. Asking anything in the name of Jesus. Amen. So will you press 1? Please press 1 if you do want to want Apostle Tawanika and I, you know, to pray with you and pray for you. If there's a family member or a friend that's in need of prayer, this is the opportunity. Amen. Hallelujah. So welcome.
Amen. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Welcome. We want to welcome all guests. Like my husband said, we want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we know that there's power in agreement. Well, the Bible says, well, there are 2 more gathered in his name, touching and agreeing, there he is in the midst. And whatever we ask in Jesus' name, that he shall do. So let us come together knowing that there's power. Amen. We come believing on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't hesitate.
Yes.
While you still have time, press 1. Press 1 now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Let us
Amen.
Pray. Let us pray. We enter in now in prayer.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Have your way, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank
yes,
you
God.
For this day that you have made for
yes,
us. We thank you, Father God, that we can rejoice
yes,
evermore
God.
And be glad
yes,
in it.
Yes,
we
God.
Thank you, Father God,
thank
that you have woke
Lord.
Us up this morning, hallelujah, holding
amen.
Our right mind.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for watching over us
yes,
all
Lord.
Night long
hallelujah.
As we slept, keeping
yes,
us safe
Lord.
From dangers that
thank
we could
you,
not
Lord.
See in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
We thank you
yes,
that
Lord.
We woke up this morning, hallelujah,
yes,
when you
amen.
Spoke to us and said, arise, my son, arise, my daughter. I have divine appointments for you. We thank you, Father God, that when we speak to you, that you speak back
Jesus.
To us. But we
Jesus.
Don't hear your voice. And we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Father God, that we're able to hear
thank
your voice
you,
because we realize that when we
yes,
hear you, that we are divinely guided. We thank
Lord.
You, Father God,
thank
that you
Lord.
Love us so much. That
yes,
you gave
Lord.
Us your Holy Spirit.
Oh,
we
God,
thank you, Father God, that you love us so much. That you
yes,
gave
Lord.
Us your word. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank
amen.
You, Father God.
Thank
that you love
Lord.
Us so much. That you promise us that you will be with
yes,
us
Lord.
Even till the end of the world.
Amen.
For you said,
yes,
Father God, that you would never
yes.
leave me nor forsake me no matter what. So we thank
my
you, Father
Lord.
God, that you keep
thank
your
you,
promise. We do
yes,
realize,
God.
Father God, that you are not a man, that you can lie, for you are spirit. You are the Holy Spirit of the living God. You are God the Father Almighty. You are Jesus
yes,
Christ, hallelujah, working all
amen.
In three different functions in our life. So we just
yes,
want to
Lord.
Say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Father God. We
yes,
thank
God.
The Holy Spirit for being our all in all.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
That you saved us. You
yes,
saved
God.
Us from the curse, from
yes,
the curse
Lord.
Of the law, of sin,
yes,
and death.
Yes, Lord.
We decree and we declare
yes,
that
Lord.
We are your righteousness. We decree and we
yes,
declare
Lord.
That you are our God. And whom we trust,
yes, Lord.
And with great
amen.
Confidence, and whom we do rely on, hallelujah.
Yes,
we
amen.
Thank you, Father God, that
yes,
we dwell,
Lord.
Hallelujah, and that we do dwell in that secret place, because we realize that secret place that you have allowed
yes,
us
Lord.
To come to and dwell in that
yes,
place.
Lord.
That is where our
yes,
comfort
Lord.
Comes from, hallelujah.
Yes, God.
That is where
amen.
Our healing comes from. There's
yes,
where our
Lord.
Soundness come from. There's
yes,
where
Lord.
Our gentleness come from. There's where
yes.
love come from. That's where you
hallelujah.
Come from.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Father God, that we can be right
thank
there where you
Lord.
Are. Hallelujah. We
amen.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank
that
you, Lord.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, hallelujah,
yes,
he sits in honor on the right hand
yes,
of you right now. And we thank
yes,
you, Father God, hallelujah,
thank
that
you,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ
hallelujah.
That every single
yes,
one
Lord.
Of us that are in Christ, we sit on the right
yes,
hand of God the Father, with Jesus
amen.
Christ. So we thank you,
amen.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
you
Lord.
Said, come to the throne of grace boldly, asking
yes, God.
All that you
yes.
have to ask in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus. It is now given unto you. You said, whatever we shall so shall ask in the name of
yes,
Jesus, that you will
yes,
do. So we thank
yes,
you, Father God.
God
that all
thank
that we
you,
ask in prayer, that it is already done. We thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord
Jesus, for your finished work.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord,
we thank
amen.
You, Lord Jesus, that you defeated Satan
yes.
on the cross. Hallelujah. And because
yes,
you
Lord,
have defeated
amen.
Satan on the cross, no weapon
yes,
formed against me shall prosper, and no tongue
amen.
That rises up against me in judgment. Hallelujah. It shall not work.
Yes,
hallelujah. So I thank you that no sickness, no disease, no oppression, no depression, no anger, pride, no guilt, nothing that's not of God, hallelujah, can come near me, neither can it come near my house. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Father God, that you honor us. You honor us, hallelujah, by giving us your word. You honor us, hallelujah, by giving us your soul salvation. You honor us, hallelujah, by giving us Christ Jesus. For the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And we shall say right now that we are the redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that you have redeemed us. Hallelujah. We thank you that you have sanctified us.
Hallelujah.
You have put us on a straight and narrow path. Coming right back to where we come from, right back to you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
His glory. So ours, all the glory. Has come, hallelujah. So we say, your kingdom has come in us. Yours is the kingdom, ours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory, so ours is the glory. Yours is the power, so ours is the power, hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that it's by your grace, hallelujah, that surpasses all understanding, anything we can understand, that it lives on the inside of us right now. Your grace is our grace. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have tread upon serpents and we tread upon scorpions. We have your power. We have your authority. We have God's might. Hallelujah. Standing against the tricks of the devil. Hallelujah. We decree and we declare that all is well with us. All is well with our house. All is well with our children. All is well with our finances. All is well with every single thing that is concerning us. But we are prosperous in every single area of our life because of Jesus Christ, who have prospered us already. In the mighty name of Jesus. We have the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that's in our heart and that's in our mouth. And because of the name of Jesus, every single demon is trying to come up against us to flee into every so different direction. Hallelujah. We have, hallelujah, your holy language. We have the Holy Spirit that we can speak to you, Father God, in the perfect language. Because we realize that who it is that's speaking in us. Hallelujah. It is the Holy Spirit that knows what to pray about when we don't know what to pray about. So we pray to your Holy Spirit that when we open up our mouth and we pray in the holy language, we'll speak directly to you because of the chief intercessor that's on the inside that speaks on our behalf. And we thank you for this gift that you give. We didn't do anything to earn it, and you thank you that you're giving to us already because you love us. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you,
Lord.
We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we will forever be so grateful. We will forever give you the glory. And we thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father. Glory to God right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, please, oh Lord God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will rebuke the devourer, oh God, that's trying to destroy the lives of your children. Lord, rebuke every devourer, every spirit of devourer trying to eat up the blessing, the finest and the joy of our life, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, set us free right now. Completely by fire and by force in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God, that we're set free from every bondage that's stopping us from receiving our blessing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare and declare by faith today as we come on one accord, combining our faith that we are set free from every curse of lust, of adultery, and set free from every pain, itch, and discomfort. We break every curse of addiction and depression that is in place on our lives and those in our family and all that's in service on today. We break every
generational curses in the bloodline right now that will cause depression, anxiety, adultery, separation in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break every holy, every curse of compulsive behavior in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We set holy, we declare the covenant, we're set free right now by fire and by force in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We break in the curse in them by the fire and the blood of Jesus Christ. We declare the covenant, we're set free to go forth to multiply and enjoy life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We shall go forth with good health. Amen. We break in the curse on our walk right now to deliver us, to stop us, to stop our will from going past a certain point. We declare the covenant right now from now on that we have wealth and money, and our wealth is growing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our wealth will increase, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From now on, we will have divine wisdom over our finances. Amen. We break every covenant, every curse right now. Hallelujah, for our forefathers, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you that we decree in the crown of faith that we are free indeed through Christ Jesus who set us free. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We decree in the crown of victory on today.
Thank
amen.
Over
every household. Hallelujah, every child of God right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, all affliction, all infirmities, all hindrances, all persecution, torments and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft, prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious from the power of his might against all the walls of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers and dogmas of this world, not only against spiritual wickedness and high places. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim our victory and faith to our salvation and his shed blood of all these things right now. Amen. We declare right now, according to John 22, verse 27 and 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name. Hallelujah. Come on, church, give God our praise right now. We pray for the lost one today. Heavenly Father, we pray for the lost of this world, this day, and that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. If we intercede right now, we use our faith, believing that all of us this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord and Savior. We ask that the Lord of the harvest to bless the perfect labors across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand. It will touch their hearts, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree in the crowd right now, my faith, that your soul is serving on the way. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you're right now while we're praying that you're already moving. You're already answering, and we thank you, Lord God. Let it be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, oh God, as you pour our blessings upon the life of your children, that we walk out home enough to receive that others will be blessed by the overflow. And brother God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up our brother and friend. Hallelujah. Brother Tucker on today, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you touch every area of his life, every part of his body, oh God, bringing healing and deliverance. Amen. We pray for restoration for our brother this day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, do all that you can do, oh God. Let peace come and be sealed, let peace reign over his life, oh God. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray that you would align and intervene and turn it all around for his good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we uproot every seed that the enemy has planted to cause destruction. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, to cause sickness, we uproot with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, and we pray seeds of healing, we pray seeds of deliverance and blessing and favor of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we want it, our Savior. And Lord, we ask you to give the increase. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. We declare in the crown of victory on today, amen. When you see the church fire, let it go to us, amen. Whatever it is that's concerning you, I want you to say right now, thank you, Lord, that you're already working out. Now we just have to walk in expectancy, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And we still this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God. Let the will of us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, God. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise in this place. Amen. Right where you are, while we still have time. Amen. While you still have breath in your body. Amen. While you still have the beat of your heart. Amen. While you're still in your right mind. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to know there's nothing that you've done. Hallelujah. It's nothing that you did. It's no money, amount of money that you paid. Hallelujah. To be here today. But God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, my.
Thank you.
We thank God on today.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Let it move on you. Let it move on you and through you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless everyone here in service on today. As you enter in on today, we pray, hallelujah, that everything that you've come here for today, trusting God with, this will not leave here the same.
Amen.
Amen. May you be filled, overflowed with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Work it on the inside. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from our brother Joel Washington out of New York, New York. God bless you, brother Joel. Let God use you. Amen.
Welcome, Uncle Joel.
Yes. Good afternoon. I'm just so glad to be back with y'all this afternoon. I just know God is able. He's able to do all things. He can do all things but fail. I just want to thank y'all for the prayer you sent up for my best friend, Frederick Tucker.
Lord.
You know, and if he listening, I call him and he announced me. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to go and check just as soon as I finish with this service that he'd be all right because he was going through something last night. And I just pray that God really strengthen and help them get through it, you know. But see, we know
Amen.
That God can do anything. He can do all things. He can heal the sick, and he had the power to raise the dead. And it's not over
Amen.
Until God says it's over.
Amen.
I need thee, oh, every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse still shine on me. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, glory, glory, since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I lay my burden down. Oh, friends, don't treat me like they used to, since I lay my burden down. My friends, don't treat me like they used to, since I lay my burden down. Oh, I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I lay my burden down. I'm going home to live with Jesus, since I lay my burden down. Burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord, since I lay my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I lay my burden down. God bless you. God bless y'all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That was a remix. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. May all that you poured out today, every virtue that God restored you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is our prayer, Father God, that you will release us to your Son and stay fresh oil, fresh anointed. May his head lack no oil and his garments remain white. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. Let him receive supernatural strength, supernatural blessings and favor that coming from you, Father.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Uncle Joe. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless. Amen. I looked at my husband and said, that's the remix, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And this time we're going to have our scripture. We're going to have two songs in the next voice you hear bringing the preach word. And then myself will be Pastor Dorsey Manning. So stay right here with us. The scripture today is coming out the book of Psalm 23, verse 1 through 6. Amen. And I'm coming out the New King James Version of Psalms 23, 1 through 6. The Bible reads, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reader, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. Amen. We thank God. Stay with us. We'll have two song selections, and we'll be right back with the preach word.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a pilot, my Lord. With our gifts we exalt thee,
merciful, wonderful God.
Real sweet.
We must praise.
If I were an eagle, I would use my wings. Ooh, since I'm a believer, I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord, all ye people. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter
who or what we are,
we must praise.
Holy ground, Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring him to Jesus. We come to bring it, Lord, to bring it to Jesus. Amen. We thank you at this time. We're preparing our hearts and our mind. Amen. As the Holy Spirit have his way in this service. Amen. For the preacher with a message from Pastor Dorsey. Amen. A man after God's own heart. A man with integrity. A man who loves his family. Hardworking. A man that gives without question. Amen. A man that is willing to lead. Hallelujah. God has called him to lead his flock. Amen. To be his shepherd. Hallelujah. I present to you no other than my husband, my very handsome and loving husband. I present to you now. Amen. The man of God. Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen, amen, amen. Come on, help me to give God some glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah to you, man.
This is such a wonderful time. This is such a wonderful opportunity for each and every one of us. I thank you so very much,
Lord.
My beautiful wife, Apostle Talwanika Manning, you know, for that warm introduction. I thank each and every one of you that came to service, whether you're on the prayer line or whether you're on your archiving or however you came. I just thank you that you came. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I thank every single
Lord.
Every single body, every single member of the body of Christ. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for this opportunity.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's get right on into it. There's a word that God has for each and every one here. And not only does God have a word for each and every one of you, it's for you to receive this word and give it to each and everybody that you come in contact with. Amen.
Amen.
So let us pray right now. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give unto us to live in this age of grace. We thank you, Father God, that you give us an opportunity to be able to hear from you, to experience your glory, your glory, your glory, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that every single word that is spoken today, that they do not hear me, but they do hear you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way in every single mind, in every single heart, and in every single home, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we pray, Father God, that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture, for us not to add what we say to it, and for us not to leave nothing out that you didn't say. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Unclean thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Unclean spirits. We rebuke you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we say you go right now. You are not welcome here.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody that do agree says amen, amen again.
Amen.
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 God is so good. God is so, so good. He is so good.
Yes,
and I'm here to tell you, sir, how good God is. He's been so good to me. He's been so good to my family. He's been so good to my children. He's been good to my neighbors. God's been good. Even when we ain't good, God's still good. So this is a great time to be in his presence right now, because God is so good, and receive his goodness right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to go with me to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. We'll start here. 1 John chapter 4 and verses 16. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll be reading here from King James Version of the Bible, and I will read some from the NLT and maybe a little bit of the New King James Version of the Bible. Today, I want to give you a message. I want to give you, it's a little bit more important than just a message. I want to give you some instructions that God wants each and every one of you to have. See, sometimes you say, I want to give you a message. See, a message can be written down, or you can jot down some notes, and you can just toss it over to the side, and I'll do that later. But when you get instructions are for you to do it right now. Right now. So there are some instructions that God has for us, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And if you need a way to follow or the way to document, you know, these instructions, let's title it, Don't Ever Forget About Love.
Amen.
Amen. Don't ever forget about love. 1 John chapter 4 and verses 16.
Amen.
Reading this from the King James Version. It reads here, and we have known and believe the love that God has to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and
Amen.
God in him. Amen.
Amen.
Just for the sake of,
yes,
amen. Scripture here is telling us over here in John, 1 John chapter 4 and 16, that God is love. So now anyone that do not know God, well, let's understand, if you don't know God, then you don't know love.
Jesus.
And anyone that knows God, that means that you know love, and love is in you. Because in order for you to know love, you need to know God. And if you know God, then that means that love's in you. That means you know love, so you know every single thing. Then that means that you know God. Amen. Let's read this in the NLT. Amen. The New Living Translation, 1 John chapter 4 and verses 16. 1 John chapter 4 and verses 16, it reads here, we know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. I'm going to read that again. We know, this is the NLT version, New Living Translation. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in God, and God lives in them. Amen. Don't ever forget about love. In every single thing that you do in your life, don't you ever forget about love. Because the moment in time that you forget about love, you forget about God. Not only do you forget about God, hallelujah, you forget about God, who have moved in on the inside, that is enabling you to be just as he is. Amen. Go with me quickly over here to the book of John 3. John 3 and 16. Church, there are instructions for us today and every single day that we have breath in our body is to love, hallelujah, and to think about love, and to do love, to be in mm-hmm. love, to walk mm-hmm. in love, to live mm-hmm. in love, and nothing else. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. John 3 and 16. The Bible reads here, this is Jesus speaking here. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Here it is. This is Jesus Christ, who we know to be God himself, speaking about God, hallelujah, and he's giving us some instructions on what God has done and what God is doing. What he's saying is that God has given me for you, hallelujah. That's what he's saying here. God has given me, because God is love. We know that Jesus and God, they are one same. We know that the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, and God, hallelujah, they are one. So that means that Jesus is love. That means that God mm-hmm. is love. And that the Holy Spirit is love. Now, how many of you, hallelujah, have the Holy Spirit on the inside? What I'm saying is, how many of us that are saved? Hallelujah. How many of us that have received Jesus Christ into our life as our personal Lord and Savior? Now, don't you ever forget about love. Hallelujah. Because if you forget about love, you forget about the one that you asked to move in on the inside of you. Hallelujah. To do what first? To love you. Hallelujah. Because when God moved in on the inside of you, God moved in on the inside of you to love you from the inside. That way when people see you, when people hear you open up your mouth, love will come on the outside of you, because that's all you have on the inside of you, the one that moved in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Let's put a period right there. So we need to identify what God have come to do. See, God loved the world that he gave. Hallelujah. So if you got God on the inside, well, what that means is that the love that's on the inside of you is enabling you to give. Hallelujah. Love gives.
Amen.
Love gives.
Amen.
We say God is love. So if God is on the inside of you, that's all that God have come to do. Hallelujah. Is to give and to give and to give and to give and to give. So you too, my brothers and sisters, who has been transformed into the image of God, hallelujah, who have been saved by grace, hallelujah, you are to give just as God has given unto you. Don't you realize that it was nothing that you have done to earn anything that God has given? So you too, hallelujah, shall give in that manner. So you don't give out of necessity. You give out of the kindness of your heart. Because God gave to you because he's so kind. God gave to you because he loved you. God gave his life, hallelujah, for your life, hallelujah, because he loved you. And it is the perfect will of God that you give just like he's given. It's the perfect will of God that you shall not perish and have everlasting life. See, this is a part of the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Don't ever forget about love. Go with me over here to John 15.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 15. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Help us, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Help us, Holy Spirit. John chapter 15, verses 13. Start here in 13. In the King James Version, it reads here, greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. 14, you are my friends. If you do whatsoever I command, hallelujah. Jesus is speaking here to his disciples here. And Jesus is telling them there is no greater love that a man or a woman, hallelujah, shall give their life for another man or another woman. See, I don't know if I can do that all by myself. Hallelujah. But I thank God that there is one that have already paid that price. There is one that have already given his life for his brother, given his life for his sister, have given his life for his friends. That every single one of his brothers and sisters, every single one of his friends can have life, but not just have life. Have life just as he have it. Abundance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So therefore, my brothers and my sisters, don't forget about love. Don't forget about giving. Because love has been given to you. And don't forget about putting your friends in front of yourself. Because God had came to give his life for you. Hallelujah. To love you like you've never been loved before. God had came to show you how to love me and how for me to love you. 14 says, you are my friends. Hallelujah. Did you do whatsoever I command? So what did he command? John chapter 13 and verses 34 tells you, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. So here it is. God has given you a new commandment. I said, God has given you a new word. He has given you a new promise. He has given you new instructions on what it is for you to do. He said that you are to love one another just as I have loved you. See, this is how people would know that you are my friends. This is how people would know that you are in me. This is how people would know that I am your God. This is how people would know that you are the righteousness of God with immense power and authority, that you love one another. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Don't forget about love. It's easy for a person to try to get in the place of showing their actions or showing or have a behavior that look like that is love, an action that looks like that is love. But clearly, God is love.
Yes, Lord.
It's not just for you to look like. Neither is just for you to act like. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it's for you to
Amen.
Be in, and it's for you to be like. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the way that you do this is that you accept love into your life to save you, to deliver you, to heal you, to speak for you, to give for you, to do all things that you don't know how to do on your own.
See,
I can pretend like I'm in love. But here it is. When you meet someone that really have love on the inside, so you can't pretend that you are just like them. Hallelujah, because they know love. And love don't act the way that some of us act. Love don't talk the way some of us talk. Love don't do some of the things that we do. Hallelujah. See, love don't hurt. Hallelujah. Love loves. Hallelujah. We need to understand who love is. Instead of trying to show somebody what love is, you need to understand who love is. God is love. So if you're going to try to do anything, then you need to try to do God. Instead of trying to do all your good deeds, instead of trying to show somebody that this is who you are, do God, hallelujah, by accepting him into your life and loving like God showed you how to love. Jesus Christ has already came and died for each and every one of us to experience God's love and for us to give to our friends and for us to put our friends first. See, this is the criteria. This is the agreement that we love one another and be in Christ.
Amen.
And this is how people would know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't forget about love, church. Don't forget about love.
My Lord.
Well, Pastor, that's easy for you to say. That's easy for you to say, Pastor. But you don't know what she did to me. That's easy for you to say, Pastor. You don't feel like I feel. That's easy for you to say, Pastor. I've been beat down all of my life. I've been broken. Man have did this to me. Woman have done that to me. You don't understand what I've been going through for a whole life. I ain't never had a chance to experience what love is. How you gonna tell me, Pastor, to love somebody that don't love me? Hallelujah. God hear your cries, brothers and sisters. God hear what you're saying. God knows where you are. He knows where you've been. He knows what you're going through and what you've been through. But don't you realize, my brothers and sisters, that in the midst of your troubles, hallelujah, in the midst of your pain, hallelujah, in the midst of those trials, in the midst of the fights and the toils and the snares, in the midst of you getting beat down, don't you know that God loves you so much, hallelujah, that he kept you right then and there, that he saved you right then and there. Don't you realize God was right there when it was going on, my brothers and sisters?
Jesus.
He know all about it. Hallelujah. God don't want you to hold on to what already have happened. God wants you to hold on and know that he has already happened to what has happened already. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God loves you.
Thank
he
you,
loves
Lord.
You so much.
Yeah.
He gave himself. He gave his only begotten
Jesus.
Son for you.
Jesus.
You've got Jesus right there. In that place right there. When your emotions begin to speak about what had already happened that was not of God. Mm-hmm. Let's realize something, my brothers and my sisters. That was not God's doing. That was not God's doing.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is it that I should do? Every single time that hatred want to speak in my heart and hatred want to come up in my mind and my mouth want to open up and spit out the poison. Hallelujah. What do I do, Pastor?
Jesus.
We thank God. Hallelujah for Jesus. You said it, Apostle.
Lord,
Jesus. Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the way. Jesus is truth. Jesus is the light. Jesus has come that you don't have to stay in that place. Jesus has come to deliver you out of darkness. Jesus has come to redeem you from the curse of sin and death. Jesus has come to make you whole again. Jesus has come to heal you because he loves you. Hallelujah. Get your mind set that God is love and what he has come to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go over here to the book. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Let's go over here to the book of 1 Thessalonians. Let's go to the book of 1 Thessalonians. My Lord, my God, preach Holy Spirit.
Lord.
Have your way. Have your way. Not of me, but all of you. Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
First Thessalonians.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
First Thessalonians chapter 1. Let's start here at chapter 1. How can a person always be in love? That's a question. That's a good question. How can a person always be in love? First Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. I want to give you an idea. I want to give you something to think about. I want to give you some instructions. This is not my word. Hallelujah. I'm just a carrier of it. Hallelujah. And God has given me the authority to give it unto you. Hallelujah. I'm going to give it to you. If you don't know today, how can a person always be in love when you have always experienced hate? You have always experienced anger. You have always experienced fear. You have always experienced ungodliness. How can a person be in love? And this is all that I've ever known. Well, let me show you. Let me tell you what Apostle Paul writes a letter here over here to the church. Apostle Paul writes a letter. Let's read here. Verses 1. Apostle Paul, let's read verses 2. Let's read verse 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 2. We give thanks to God always for you all make mention of you. It says, for making mention of you in our prayers. Hallelujah. How can a person always be in love? Right here it says give. Give thanks to God always. See, this is how a person always can be in love. Apostle Paul is writing this letter here. We need to understand. Here it is again. It shows that God so over in John 3:16, it said God so loved the world that he gave. And here it is over here in 1 Thessalonians. Apostle Paul is writing this letter here, and he's saying, you know, we give thanks to God. So God gave, so you give. And this is how a person can always be in love when you give. Amen. Who are you giving to? Here's the question. Do I give to any and everybody? Hallelujah. You give to every single one that God tell you to give to. So who did God tell you to give to? And what are you giving? God told you to love your brothers, love your sisters, and also love your enemies. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's a hard one right there. Amen. That's a hard one. You telling me God wants me to love the very one that's hating me? Hallelujah. How can you love someone that's hating you, Pastor? Well, let me tell you. See, nobody can really understand or grasp all of love or what of who love is. See, love is so high. Love is so wide. Love is more than you can ever imagine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I'm talking about God. See, when you give someone something that was given unto you freely, see, God knows how to love when you don't know how to love. But when you make a decision that you're going to love somebody like God has shown you, then it becomes easier for you to love the one that hates you. Because it's not by your own might, it's by God's might. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how you love. You give. And you don't stop giving. And you don't stop giving. Even when you want to stop, see, don't make it about you. Make it about God. See, we used to have these wristbands and this little slogan back when I was a young lad or a young little teen that said, what would Jesus do? If that ain't the truth, that is the truth.
Jesus.
What would Jesus do in this situation? See, when tongues rise up against you and says all ugly and ungodly things and it throws it towards you, what would Jesus do? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Look at this in Scripture. We'll come back over here to 1 Thessalonians. We'll come back over here. What would Jesus do? I can tell you what Jesus would do. Jesus, he already did. He already did it. And everything that he already did, he have equipped you with the authority to be able to do it too. Go over here to Ephesians chapter 6. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What would Jesus do? Hallelujah. I'm going to show you what Jesus would do when someone speaks all manner of evilness, when someone is trying to tear him down with his mouth, when someone trying to put some words in his mind, put some words in his heart, trying to poison him, I'm going to tell you what Jesus would do over in Ephesians chapter 6. Jesus already did it, and he told you to do it too. Ephesians chapter 6. It tells us right here in verses 13, wherefore take upon you the whole armor of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So we say God is love. Well, take upon you the whole armor of love. Jesus, the same as you, arm yourself with love. Because don't you know when you arm yourself with love, anything that's not love can't penetrate love. Hallelujah. Hate can't get inside of love. Hallelujah. But love, you better know it, can get inside of hate. Hallelujah. How do you know this? The word of God says over here in Ephesians chapter 6 over here, therefore take upon you the whole armor of God. We know God is love. That you may be able to stand, to withstand in the evil day. Hallelujah. How many know that you're going to have an evil day? Hallelujah. You might have more than one evil day. But don't you realize that when you have that evil day, I'm talking about when spirits begin to speak to your mind, when spirits begin to speak to your heart, when people walking around with unclean spirits begin to speak in your ear, don't you realize that you have the love of God? Put on the whole armor of God. Equip yourself. You need to know that it ain't God speaking when it's hate. You need to know that these evil spirits, when they speak, you have to equip yourself with love. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the tricks of the devil. Hallelujah. He tell you that, hallelujah, because he knows there are principalities and there are powers and there are wickedness that in this world and out of this world that have already been sent. Hallelujah, to take you out of that place of believing in love, to bring you up out of that place, to trick you so you won't be loving them, so you'll be fighting with them, you'll be going back and forth, you'll be acting just like them and trying to recruit you over here to the dark side. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
My
Lord. Don't forget about love.
Yes, Lord.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. The word of God over here in Ephesians chapter 6 tells us to shod our feet in the gospel, in the preparation of the gospel of peace. John chapter 6 and 15. 14 tells us to wear truth, hallelujah, as a breastplate. He tells us to gird our loins, wear truth around your waist, wear truth around your neck, and by all means have truth that's in your mouth. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Put on the whole armor of God every single day,
yes, Lord,
that you be able to stand against the wiles and the tricks of the devil when you enter into that evil day. See, you have the word of God. See, you might experience an evil day, but an evil day don't have to stay an evil day, because we know that God gives every single day. So when evilness comes up in your day, hallelujah, you standing on the word of God. Hallelujah. You put on the whole word of God and you use the word of God. Ephesians chapter 6 and 16 said, above all, it says to take the shield of faith. Hallelujah. Take the shield of faith, wherewith you be able to quench every fiery dart that's thrown against you. So if I come over here and tell you that you are an ugly person, you have to tell, hallelujah, take the shield of faith and catch that so that it won't go into your chest, so it won't go into your heart. Hallelujah. So you're able to quench these fiery darts. You say that I'm loved by God. You may say that I'm ugly, hallelujah, but God says that I'm the apple of his eye. He says that I'm the focus of his delight. And because God loves me so much that he gave his only begotten son, I don't have to worry about what you say, because what you say don't count for me. What God says is the only thing that counts for me. Hallelujah. 17 says, take the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. See, you are in charge of protecting your mind. I'm not in charge of what you think about. Hallelujah. You are charged to protect your mind, putting on the helmet of salvation. When Satan begins to speak, you need to have the word of God so you speak. Hallelujah. God has created you to be a speaking spirit. And in all things, as scripture tells us, and in all prayer and all supplication, pray and in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In your heavenly language. So you pray to God. Hallelujah. When you pray to God, see, now you are using every single gift, all of the love of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget about love. Quickly, quickly, 1 Thessalonians chapter, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Hallelujah. I want to give you a little something. Take with you, just in case you forget. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verses 16. Man, woman, brothers and sisters, It's the perfect will of God that you rejoice, rejoice evermore. It's the perfect will of God that you pray without ceasing. It's the perfect will of God that in everything you give. Hallelujah. Give what? Give thanks.
Yes, sir.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. Quench not the Holy Spirit. That's what 19 said. Quench not the Holy Spirit. Don't step on the Holy Spirit. Don't let your words come out before the Holy Spirit, before the Holy Spirit comes out. Don't step on them. Hallelujah. Despise not the prophecy. The 20 says, above all things, hold fast to that which is with his good. Hold on to Jesus. Hold on to God. Say what God say. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So now every single one, I pray that you do not forget about the love of God. The love of God have already been made available for each and every one of us. Whether you are hating right now or whether you are loving right now, God still loves you. So why do you still have time? Accept Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be baptized by water and be baptized in the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. For the word says if you would believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, then you are saved. Hallelujah. That's love. And if you don't know how to love me, go to the word of God and hear what thus says the Lord. Preferably in the New Testament. Somewhere after the book of Acts, all the way to Revelation, there's plenty of love in there. If you don't know how to love your wife, go to the word of God.
Jesus.
And in all things, don't stop giving. Don't stop giving love. Don't stop putting love first. Don't stop putting me first. Hallelujah. Don't forget about love. God loves you. God bless you. And may God keep you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
There might be one today that have not experienced the perfect love of God. There may be one have never prayed the prayer of salvation before.
Jesus.
This is the perfect opportunity for you to come to Jesus while you still have time. And that's love.
Yes, Lord.
Because you have time. God gives you time to come. But don't waste time, because time ain't yours. It's borrowed time. Will you press one today? Will you be saved today? A simple prayer. Believing in your heart. Confessing with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Apostle Talib and I, we're here to help you. We're here to help you to be a part of the fold. To be a part of God's body. To be an heir, equal heir. Be equal to God. The Bible says friends. Jesus said over here in John 15, friends. You're my friend. Who don't want to be friends with God?
Yes,
this is your opportunity.
Yes.
There may be one that has something going on in your body, some type of illness, some type of illegal illness, some type of sickness, and some type of disease. Will you press one right now? Will you press one right now? Will you press one right now? The Holy Spirit is moving in this place. The love of God is moving right now in this place. We are speaking spirits, hallelujah. And there is a word for you, hallelujah. One word from God, hallelujah, which means your situation with you has to come, hallelujah. Doctor can't do it. You can't do it. Nobody knows what to do, but God knows what to do. Hallelujah, he already done it. Will you press one today? One may be looking for a church home, hallelujah. I would love, Apostle Tower Nichols and I, we would love to be your shepherd. We would love to love you. We would love to talk to you. We would love to do every single thing that God has given us. Hallelujah. We know there's no time and no distance in spirit, so there's no time and no distance between us. It's 3 o'clock where you at, it's 4 o'clock here. Hallelujah. It don't make a difference.
Jesus.
We would love to love you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Will you come? Will you press one? Hallelujah. God's name we pray. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would continue to work on us and in us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we need the sign, oh God, never your presence, oh God. Be with us, oh God, as you always have been, oh God. Help us, oh God, to always be in a place of loving, that we would not forget, oh God, hallelujah, to love us, amen, for you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son to save us. And we thank you, Father God. We ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, Father God, that you increase us in love, oh God, to be able to love through it all. Hallelujah. Every hurt, pain, disappointment, oh God, to get back in the place of loving. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Pastor Manley. May God pour into you great and mighty every virtue that left your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. I thank God for the word that was poured on today. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. Amen, amen. I was so blessed by the message on today. If you have your tithes and offerings ready, amen. If you have Cash App, you'll send those over to Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor spelled out. Chantel, S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. If you need another means of sending over your tithes and offering, give us a call at 832-725-8094. 832-725-8094. Amen. I want to bring this to our attention. You can't look to reap in harvest season unless you plant something. And so
amen.
Make sure that you're planting. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
God on today. Lord God, all that you've given us today, oh God, put your heart to give. Oh Lord, we want you to restore them to this. Restore them about this foolishness, amen, that they'll be able to give, amen. They'll get them back in their giving. We just want to say thank you. Dear Jesus, make us in the ministry of your kingdom. All our tithes and offers and call them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not for Galilee, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give on today. And we thank you, oh God. We bless your holy name. It's in Jesus' name we pray for God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Again, we thank God,
amen,
for the word of the Spirit. We thank the Lord of Joel Washington. Amen, for blessings on today and all that's in service on today. God bless you, God.
Amen.
Announcement today, November the 14th, 2021, the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. Student pastor, Pastor Dorothy Manning, and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have intercessory prayers, so join us. There's power in agreement. Meet us there. Amen. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time, we have Saturday school. Join us for Saturday school. We don't have Sunday school. We have Saturday school, so join us. Amen. And Sunday, we have two services, 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Call here at our church line that you're calling in today, 845-277-9213. For those of you that are celebrating a birthday this month of November, happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you, favor you, amen, protect you and keep you all the days of your life. May your latter days be greater than your beginnings, amen. And anyone that's celebrating your anniversary, your wedding anniversary, we ask God to continue to bless every marriage that he has ordained between man and woman. And God will continue to grow you in love, peace, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Will you operate according to the Holy Spirit, it will guide you and lead you, hallelujah, all the days of your life together. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. We have a play that's coming up here on Friday. November the 20th is called Who's That in the Confession Booth Again. It's a comedy. Come on out and enjoy it. If you have discounted tickets, give us a call at 832-725-8094. We look forward to seeing you there. Amen. For a good time. The Bible says that laughter is good for the soul. Amen. Amen. We thank God for laughter. Amen. God bless everyone. We got to release the pastor's blessing, and then we'll have Pastor Dorothy with our benediction. We bless you at the Gospel Public Ministry. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I pray that every single heart was able to receive the instructions that God had for you on this day and for you to use them all the days of your life. Amen.
Amen.
Don't forget about love. God is love. Don't forget about God. No matter what it is that you're going through, don't forget what love has come to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's this one little verse that I want to sing of this song. We know this song. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus loves you. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
God bless each and every one of you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday in love. In God. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Tawanique and I, we love you. We love you. We love you so much. We can never love you like God loves you. But we sure will try. We just going to love you like God show us how to. Hallelujah. Remember, everyone,
Amen.
Satan has already been defeated. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All I want to see is look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in.
would tell them my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.